We are the 1, 2, 3
Sore Losers!
What up, everybody? I am Lunchbox. I know the most about sports, so I'll give you the sports facts, my sports opinions, because I'm pretty much a sports genius.
Hey, what's up, everybody? I'm Eddie, and I know the least about sports, but I'm your average sports fan, your sports watcher. Don't know the who's, don't know the what's.
What up, y'all? It is Sizz. I'm from the north, alpha male. Live on the west side of Nashville, actually. Very close to the city. You just take the expressway, about 10 minutes going 75. And on the weekends, me and Baze are shotgun hard seltzers. Guys, over to you. I'll just go ahead and hit it.
Guys, real quick, before you hit that.
You don't have to hit that.
You already did. Hey, sorry I was late. Guys, coming into work today, there was an active shooter. It looks like they're still active shooting.
What?
Yeah. So like, I'm trying to get to work or
whatever. What are you talking about?
And there are cop cars everywhere and traffic and people trying to get in and out, whatever. And there's a news guy on the sidewalk shooting video. And come on, man. I communicate.
He was shooting or shooting video?
Video coach.
It was a live shot.
So me being a newsy coach, I mean, I communicate with these people. So I roll my window down.
Nightcrawler.
So I roll the window down. I'm like, hey, man, what's happening over there? He's like, dude, active shooter right now at La Quinta. I'm like, really? What else do you know? It's all we know right now, man. I'm just getting B-roll right now. The reporter's on the way. We'll get more information.
And he's like, can you pull your Jeep out of here? You're not with the news.
Hey, I'm blocking the shot. Can you move your car so I can get a shot of a cop car? Dude, what sucks?
And also that golf bag in the back. That's awesome, dude. What is it, a pusher?
Yeah, Sore Losers Nation got that for me for my birthday. I just turned 45 the other day.
Do you see it?
I did. It looked awesome.
No, the news.
Oh, I haven't found him yet.
Okay, so I got a tweet right here that says, what does it say? Working,
Here we go.
Heavy PD presence at the La Quinta Inn at Citgo Drive with a helicopter flying over. SWAT has been called, according to police, on the scene. Don't know the circumstances of the situation, but at least one person
who's who
is
the
in.
What's what?
Guys, I know more than they do right now. Camera dude told me, active shooter situation.
Well, here, I Googled active shooter Nashville, and it comes up, Banjo oversold surveillance software's features, Utah auditor says.
We'll read more, coach. That
okay.
That's probably not the article, coach. What the hell?
Well, I don't understand.
Banjo man sells
how
what?
Does, yeah, how
says
does
something
that,
about a BOGO deal with banjos and guitars. Woohoo!
How
Nashville,
does that
Western.
Come up?
Maybe you have to activate the banjo, and then you shoot...
That is why, okay, and maybe I'm just not very good at Googling things.
No. We all know you're not good at anything.
But I put active shooter Nashville. I figured that would be the top thing you would put in if there's an active shooter in Nashville.
The thing is, there's...
And the story that comes up is banjo oversold software's feature.
Guys,
and it's
breaking news question. If you're trying to find it, is Twitter the best still, or is now TikTok?
Coach, you took the words right out of my
mouth. It's Twitter.
Twitter, if you want fast news, it's Twitter. Lunch, you're looking at Google. They don't publish articles
I pulled out Webster's dictionary.
But sometimes they pull up tweets.
Sometimes. But the article that they have to publish takes forever, and they want to get all the information right. So Twitter is reckless. Twitter would just be like, hey, I'm at the scene. I see a guy with a gun. I see cops. This is what's happening, and you kind of get more information on Twitter.
Eddie, trying to find out about this active shooter. I pulled up an encyclopedia.
It has a hotel, but it says Nashville business owner needs help after weekend flood.
Wikipedia, Shooter McGavin. He's a character
Coach,
in Happy Gilmore.
I do hope everybody's okay.
Coach, me too, but I mean, it was crazy.
Kind of tough, though, with the breaking news and these pre-records.
Well... I mean, it's okay. I don't think people are going to do research.
Yeah, no one's going to do research. Maybe they're going to find out. Maybe they'll
realize the average person that listens to this is doing nothing at their job, and they're just ready.
That's not true. When I worked in news, I would listen to radio shows while I was working. There's a lot of sitting around, Coach.
Pimp, when I worked at Grande Communications, I did telecommunication marketing. Dude, one phone, ear on the customer. The other one, I had a sports show. I would always listen to New York.
Would you ever confuse the conversations? Like,
all the time, I'd be like, home run, not home run. That's not a home run deal. Sorry about that. Okay. Yes.
Yes.
Back
to your package.
That was a bet I placed on afternoon baseball. Sorry. What was the question? Yes. You want the Grande triple play. Yes, all three packages. Cable, internet, and phone. It's Sizz and Raymundo here.
Oh, stolen base. I mean,
no, you didn't steal.
You got a steal. I was a steal. I mean, steal of a deal, man. Steal of a deal. He was in there.
Oh.
I've never had a job where I could do that.
Let's go, Yankees.
Let's be real, Coach. You've only had like three jobs.
I really have.
I mean, either pushed a cart, I either talked on a microphone, or I yanked mine.
Four jobs.
One? Well, before I had this job, I had a lot of jobs.
Oh.
Because I worked at Sam's pushing carts.
I only know of that one and Dunkin'
Donuts.
Jason's Deli.
Yeah, and then I went to Walmart. When I got laid off from Sam's, I went to Walmart because they were the same company. Pushed carts there, and then I went to Jason's Deli. Then I came here, but I also was an orientation leader at UTSA. I worked for the San Antonio Spurs. So I had a lot of mixture of jobs, but I had.
Did you get paid for this
cornucopia?
Yes,
or was
I got
that
paid.
An internship?
No, I got paid for the Spurs job, and because you only worked half the home games, and you know what you got? You got paid by the hour plus.
Manu would slap your ass.
Plus, you got two tickets to the games you weren't working.
What's your name, skinny guy? He never said that to you?
No, no. But I played Tony Parker one on one.
What about Tony? So you played one on one with him, but he still didn't know your name.
Yeah,
more like one on zero, Coach, but we get the image.
Coach, you were invisible to him.
Coach, you were basically a traffic cone.
Hey, did your knees buckle? Did you fall over?
No, it was more I was standing there and he...
I need a visual of this. This is ridiculous.
These guys were challenging the ball boy to practice.
He's
a
like,
bit.
Pick and roll. Pick and roll. What are you doing? Pick and roll.
So I'll set the scene. If you're looking at the court from left to right, we're on the right end.
Oh, I can see right AT&T
okay.
now.
I see it.
Like, yes. So we're on the right-hand basket, and we're standing there, and I'm just kind of there, and it's just him. And so
there's no one else there, just you and Tony.
Yeah, there's no one else shooting, nothing. Huh. This is hours before the game.
Okay, and Tony's there early.
Tony's there early. This is, I mean, rookie season.
That's what players today should do.
Oh, okay.
Rookie season.
So he was 17.
He was real young.
Yeah.
Young dude. And so he starts shooting, and I'm just standing there, and then so I'm standing on the court, and then he starts, come here.
So he did say, you, skinny kid.
And then he kind of does like a fake, like, oh, up and under past me. And he does like a couple trick shots, and he missed them. So it was me kind of playing one-on-one with Tony Parker, and we're talking
a little bit. Wait. Back it up. So he called you over there just to mess with you, not to really, like, help.
Well, I mean,
so he called you over, and then you did a couple of Harlem Globe. He did a couple of Harlem Globetrotter tricks, and then you went on your way.
I guess maybe we were just, hey, how's it going? Hey, how's it going? And, oh, you want to shoot?
They call that shooting them, Coach.
Yeah, you want to shoot? Okay, cool. So then he does a couple trick runs.
Yeah, you know,
and then
did you shoot at all?
No, I didn't shoot.
Okay,
I didn't shoot on Tony. I didn't get.
Because you didn't do anything,
Coach. Yeah. We got guys warming up for teams, NBA bets, everything else, and he's shooting the pig with lunch? Come on. I'd hope my guys are better prepared for a bet.
Like I said, he did just kind of a trick under, up and under.
So
layup.
He probably thought you were like a make-a-wish or something. somebody that maybe got a charity ticket.
And so I did that for about 10 minutes, and then I went and sat down on the bench. And that's when my boss came and goes, what the hell you think you're doing?
I was playing with Tony.
Hey, he got the Gatorade bottle squirting in his face.
Yes, I'll fold the T-shirt. Sorry about that, Coach. Tony needed me.
And my boss, Mike Plummer, talks to me. He's like, what are you doing?
The hell you think you're doing, man?
And I'm like, well, he's talking to me. You want me to just act like I don't hear him?
Yeah.
Like, I mean, sorry.
I mean, you do that sometimes on the show.
That's different.
Okay.
I mean, Tony Parker is sitting there talking to you.
Show.
Am I supposed to just be like, hey, sorry, man, not allowed to talk to you. I'm not supposed to talk to you or just ignore him or act like I can't hear him. No, he talks to me. I'm going to talk back. He tells me, let's play some basketball.
Hey, you, come over here. I'm sorry, I don't hear anything.
I don't know what you're saying because I can't hear you.
I'm looking at Iceman Gervin's retired jersey.
What a dream job, though. You love the Spurs and get that.
No, Coach. He did it because he loves the Spurs because he did that.
Oh.
I did fall in love with the Spurs more because of that, and you got to see what a cool organization and how everything was run, and everyone was so nice and friendly at the organization that it really did enhance my love for the Spurs.
Well, I think the Spurs are, out of the whole league, the team that no one really
cares about.
Nope. Almost like the team in the bad part of town, the team that doesn't have a lot of money, the team that doesn't have a lot of flash. I mean, really kind of the black sheep of the league.
Huh? It's just a small market.
I mean, the
team.
Spurs, for sure. I mean,
well,
they
combined a lot of stuff there. They used to be boring. Now they're more energetic. They don't have Tim Duncan.
But they don't have any superstars.
They're still not flashy, coach.
But they're shooting a different, totally different offense than we're talking about with Lunch.
What?
That team was known for bounce passes and boredom.
They were more throw it into the post, let Duncan back them down or rob. You know, they played very boring basketball. Then they adjusted, started passing the ball all around the court. And then everybody's like, man, we got to catch up with the Spurs. They're just throwing the ball, the rock around. They're passing it like magicians. And then everybody started copying the Spurs. But we don't, there's not a lot of big personalities. Tim Duncan's not going to get out there and have shoe deals. And
name me the most famous Spur, Ray.
Kawhi.
No, current.
Oh. Do they have a guy named Patty Mills?
They do, but okay. Not the most famous.
Come on.
I don't know.
I mean, the fact that he knew Patty Mills is pretty good.
That's pretty impressive.
But come on.
That's all I got.
DeMar DeRozan.
There you go.
Other than that, you're screwed.
I mean, that's it.
That's it.
They don't have
they
a household
LaMarcus
name.
They have LaMarcus Aldridge, but he's gone now.
So. He's gone.
He's already way to Brooklyn.
Yeah, he's on the Brooklyn.
L train.
But how did we get on this? I don't even know where we went.
The next segue is
no
Brooklyn. What a nice city that is.
No, I want to talk about. I get an email from the school, right? My kid goes to daycare.
Uh oh.
And they say, hey,
that's not really a school, coach.
Well, whatever.
Okay.
They say, hey, just so you know, we're gonna have a Easter egg hunt tomorrow.
Ooh, fun!
And I'm like, absolutely awesome. Sounds great. Let's do it.
So you got your bunny costume, and
so they said, if you could send some eggs that are already filled, that would be great. Wait, okay. What?
Yeah.
No. You're the school. You're putting on the Easter egg hunt. I already pay you guys money. I don't need to provide the eggs that the kids are going to find with candy in them. Am I crazy for thinking that was a weird request?
What have we learned? Teachers, I believe that the stat is they have to pay
hundreds
of dollars.
They're not teachers, coach. They're not teachers.
Excuse me. Out of their own pockets. So maybe the same thing with daycare, whatever school your kid's at. Coach, it costs you nothing. Give them 3 eggs filled with 50 cents.
Coach, you go buy a bag of plastic eggs. It's $1.50. And then you buy a bag of chocolates, coach. That's $2. And there you go. You spend $4. And
right.
You don't
have
to
complain.
Right.
So why doesn't the school do that?
Because they have to do that for 20 kids.
Yeah, but I'm already paying tuition. Everybody pays.
Whoa. What are you doing? Why are you taking your shirt off?
Well, because it's really hot in here.
Well, and I believe this
is
the time.
Coach, you're doing a show. You got to talk on the mic.
Yeah.
He didn't know he was on video.
Maybe I'm just weird, but I was.
You are.
No, coach.
You are.
No. It's them, not you.
No, it's.
Hey,
what a weird.
That's what his wife always tells him. No, honey, it's them. It's totally not you. You're in the right. Oh, boy.
That's like asking me, hey, we're going to do coloring tomorrow, but you need to send the coloring book.
I'm sure
they
do that.
Excuse me? No, like. You're the reason I send my kid there is you're supposed to provide the activities. That's what you're there for. That's
no,
what
coach,
a daycare
they're just
is.
Babysitting your kids, coach. I mean, when a babysitter comes to my house to babysit my kids, which pretty much is what daycare is doing, they don't bring anything. They don't bring supplies. I basically have to feed them. I have to order pizza for them if it's dinner time.
That is part of it, right?
Yeah. I mean, dang. If they're going to be there through dinner,
at
you get
your
them
house.
Get them a couple
at
beers.
At my house, coach, it's the same thing.
But when you send your kid to school.
I have to send lunch with them.
Coach, if you have a dude babysitter, you got to make sure a 12er's on ice or what? To do.
Coach, when I send my kids to school,
when you send your kid to school, do you have to send him with the worksheets he's going to fill out?
No, the worksheets.
No, they provide those, right?
Yes. You're right, coach. Yeah,
I mean,
they should provide everything, coach.
When you send your kid to school, do you have to send the playground with them, or is it there at school that they
no,
get to use?
No, coach. The playground's there at school.
Here's the deal. Yeah. Coach has thought out his bit for the big show.
But
you
it's
have
not
going to
make the...
You have interesting points. My point is this. Maybe it is a negotiation battle where you guys are trying to figure out who's going to put up a fight and who isn't. Maybe the daycare is seeing what they can get away with. So you as parent needs to stand up, say this, and then maybe another guy joins you. You don't look like such a clown, and you change the course of this daycare.
Or coach, you show them who's boss and send baby box with nothing. See what happens.
Coach, or you put an egg where it looks like it's going to be candy or money in there, but it's a rotten egg. It's a bunch of smelly eggs. Jokes on them. Egg on their face.
Remember somebody did that to our studio here?
What'd they do?
They left an egg in here and waited for it to rot so we can smell it eventually, but it never smelled.
I don't remember that.
Yeah, Tig and Daniel did. And then they came in like 2 months later. I'm like, you guys never smelled anything bad? I was like, no. And he reaches under one of the desks like, dang, dude, we put this thing 2 months ago. I guess it doesn't smell.
That's funny.
He was waiting for it to rot.
Yeah, I don't remember that at all.
That means there's some fungus already that AC's pumping out that are equally as bad as
exactly.
An egg.
Send him to school with no eggs.
Oh, you're guaranteeing I'm not sending him with eggs.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous. It's
and
sort of like
sit him out and you can't do the Easter
egg. He's not going to send him with eggs, but your wife's going to put in the kid's bag as he walks out.
No, she will not.
That's here's how you make the husband like, happy and the school.
That's like a few weeks ago. They said, oh, we're having a book fair if you'd like to buy some books for the school. What? No. Like, why would I buy the books for your classroom?
Wait, that is the whole
point of having a daycare.
They were having a book fair so the kids can buy books not to keep.
Well, no. They had some. They said, oh, you can buy books. And then here's a list that books would be good in your kid's classroom. Like, if you want to give them a present. It's like, what? No. Why would I be buying books for your classroom?
What's the name of this daycare,
this
coach?
This daycare is genius.
Yeah, what's the name of this daycare? We need to hear about it. We need to know the name of this.
No, we're not saying the name of the daycare.
Oh, okay.
I can't believe they put all of it on you. Like, hey, you're going to pay to have your kid come to this daycare, and then throughout the year, we're going to ask you to buy books for the daycare. Mm-hmm. You need to provide the eggs and the candy for the Easter egg hunt.
Here's my question. Do you just come on the mic, or are you actually going to voice these concerns to the school?
No, he won't say anything.
No, it's just a bit for the big show.
It irks me.
No, I just don't send anything. I don't buy the books, and I don't send the eggs with
like
candy.
A terrible dad.
No, coach. Well, then the kid's not going to participate in the Easter egg hunt.
Well,
no, it doesn't say you have to send eggs to participate. It says, oh, if you can send eggs with candy. That way we have some to hide. It's like, no.
Little Timmy, is your dad not at home?
Yeah, he's home.
You don't have an involved dad?
No, he's home. He said, no eggs. No eggs, he said.
Coach, you're coming across as a guy that's never there for the family.
No, it has nothing to be. Like, I don't think you guys.
But I'm saying the people that bring stuff have good parents that care about the kid.
They're a bunch of suck ups.
I know, but they equate that to a kid having a good home. Your kid keeps going with nothing, no books, nothing. Coach, you seem real bad.
I don't think there's a reason to be all worked up the way you are. Like, it's okay. If you don't want to participate, don't participate. But know in the future, coach, you know who's going to suffer from this?
Kid.
Your kid.
Yep.
That's it. So if
scarred for life.
If you want to do it and you think it's worth the fight, hey, fight it, man. It's all you. But who's going to suffer?
Why is he going to suffer?
Because they're going to say there's going to be a point where it's like, I'm not bringing cupcakes for someone else's birthday. They should bring the cupcakes for their birthday. And then guess what? Everyone's going to get a cupcake except your son. And then you're going to be like, that's stupid. And then he's going to be like, well, I still didn't get a cupcake.
No, I understand if it's a kid's birthday. If it's my kid's birthday, provide
someone else's kids.
Well, yeah, why would I bring cupcakes for someone else's birthday?
I'm guaranteeing there's going to be a situation like that comes up, and you're not going to agree with it. And guess who's not going to get a cookie? Your son. But it's fine. If you want to argue it,
bring cookies for someone else's birthday?
It's a fake example.
But that's what I mean. It's ridiculous.
Okay.
That's like if your school came to you and said, hey, I need you to buy the textbooks for the classroom. What would you say?
Is it less than
$20? Yeah. How much do you need? I mean, coach, if you lost a textbook in school, you would have to pay for it.
No, that's different. You lost it.
There's also the old saying of sometimes you don't have to pick every battle. You've got to be choosy.
There's also a good saying, coach, that says something like, let it go. Don't worry, be happy. Coach, it's $4. Buy the freaking eggs.
Buying them.
For instance, my apartment complex, this is a terrible example, but they told us one day they're not going to take our trash. So trash built up, and then it ended up being a whole weekend. Guys, it ended up being about a whole week. There was no valet trash pickup. And I said, am I going to argue this about how terrible it smells in the clubhouse, the lobby, how awful it looks when I had people visit with all this trash in front of people's doors? Or am I just going to not give a rip, and in a week it'll all be better?
Good one.
I chose the latter.
Yeah.
I expect that a bunch.
Well, no, coach, that's exactly right. It'll come and go.
In a week, did it get better?
Yeah, and guess what? It doesn't smell anymore. I almost forgot about the trash situation.
No, I get it. And so it's going to go away. It's good because Easter's going to come and go, and they're going to have their Easter egg.
No, coach, the Lord lives forever.
But I'm not going to provide them eggs with candy when that is their responsibility if they're having this event.
Did you guys know that if you miss trash day, and Ray, this doesn't, concern you because you're an apartment.
Thank you, coach, for the clarification.
Yes, but if you own a house in Nashville, whatever, if you miss trash day, whatever day that is, you can call the city and say, hey, I miss trash day. Can you send a pickup any day of the week? And they come by and pick it up.
Have you done this?
Multiple times.
Try it in your local city.
And it's not a dump truck that comes. It's like a pickup truck. with like a little picker upper.
And it dumps it in the back of a pickup truck?
No. It's like a miniature trash truck. You know, almost like if a car is a regular size dump truck, it's like a golf cart.
Got it.
I would expect most people don't know that, Eddie.
I know, Coach.
How did you discover this?
My wife, I'm responsible for taking the trash out, and sometimes I forget. And then my wife said, one time she goes, it's okay, I'll call them and they'll come pick it up. I'm like, what?
Excuse me? Tuesday isn't this miracle, magical day when it has to be taken?
She says, yeah, I mean, they're usually pretty cool about it, so let me call them. She calls them up, they're like, all right, we'll be there, looks like maybe tomorrow, 2 o'clock.
That's cool.
Legit. See,
well, I don't have that problem because I just have my trash can in an alley, so they drive through the alley and they get it, so you never have to take it out.
Coach, where do you live, the Bronx?
Basically.
Yeah, it's just too much in the alley.
It's actually Jersey. Okay?
You get a sandwich, you throw the trash can.
The guy parks his car next to the dumpster. How am I supposed to access it?
Come on, move your car.
Hey, forget about it.
Well, Fenway parked it.
That's Boston, Coach.
I know. It started reminding me of the commercial, and I couldn't remember. What was it for?
A car, a Buick, or something that parked itself.
Yeah, so I don't
parked
remember.
It. Parked,
parked
it.
Parked it.
What about that guy's trash? Forget about it.
So what did you think about the opening day games last night?
No.
That's pretty good, right?
No. I have an idea, though.
What?
Since we're recording this on Thursday, I want to know if you guys are on board. And I will open a gambling
Yankees
account if you guys you guys want to do this.
Can we do two versions of every game?
No.
Holy crap. Can I not get the breaking news sound effect?
I have a great idea.
He's opening an account. I'll never cash
out. Oh, wow.
You're not, you got it. But you have to agree to do this.
You need a referral money?
Nope. You have to agree to do this. We got to pick one Major League Baseball team.
Oh, no. Last time we did this, we all agreed, and I thought we were going
to
win a bunch of money.
Win it all or make the playoffs?
Hey, we picked the Chargers to lose 7 games or whatever.
That one hit.
Yeah, it hit, Coach, and we got paid $20 each.
No.
We waited all season to get paid $20.
Here's the thing. No, this is even more exciting.
Come on.
We bet $9 a day on one team. $3 each. $3 each.
A day. Clear that with Baser.
A day. Let's do the math.
It's 162 games.
It's over $400.
That's ridiculous. Coach, that's against my gambling rules. You know that.
But you know
I'm
the
$30
team,
a month.
But the team is going to win some games, so you won't have to put money in.
Are we betting against or for it?
That's what I'm saying.
Coach,
we decide.
If Ray's in on this, there's a chance all the teams can lose.
No. That's what I'm saying. We decide. Do we want to bet?
First time in Major League Baseball history, a team went 0-162.
Do we want to pick a team that's going to be really bad and bet against them every day? Or do we pick a team that's going to be really good and bet on them every single day?
I've read articles about people that have done this and made tons of money. But they end up, the ones I've read, are the ones that pick the horrible teams
and
every day bet against them.
Okay, who would be a horrible team?
The Pirates. Horrible. The Rangers. Horrible.
I feel teams can just come in waves, Coach.
Now, I understand that, but that's the fun, the beauty of this if we do this.
You have like an Indians or a Yankees or like a Dodgers
that are good,
and I feel like that might be a better chance.
Well, they have to win every game by 2, Coach.
No, it's just
money line, right?
It's just win or lose.
Oh.
So that's what I'm saying. Is this something you're like? It's kind of fun. So you have something to cheer for every baseball game.
Tampa.
Eddie, there's no way Eddie's clearing that.
I mean, I don't know if I can get this approved.
Let me pull up the worst team. I want to see what they're saying.
No.
Who cares what they're saying? They may not be the worst team.
Let's say you start with six. You give me $6. Day one, they win. So, boom, that $6 now is into $9. And you have 3 days to...
The six is into 12.
What?
6 times 2 if we win?
No, everybody's going to put in 3.
Gotcha.
So your 3 turns into 3 is what I was saying.
Okay. Got you.
This would be so fun.
And we have to pick one team? Is it one team every day? Or?
No, same team.
Same team.
You can't just try to guess every day because that's where you get in trouble. You just pick one team.
Same team. The Pirates are expected to be hands-on favorite, the absolute worst team in Major League Baseball. Yeah.
Why?
So we could just bet against the Pirates every single day. So we're not betting on one specific team. It's just whoever the Pirates are playing, we bet.
Well, if we go Pirates-Cubs.
So we bet the Cubs.
Okay, but we're doing Cubs money line?
Yes.
Because then you're not going to win 6. You're going to win like 2.
No.
Okay.
Because you're doing money line, and Cubs are a huge favorite.
I got you. And you're going to start an account for this.
Yes, if you guys agree and you're going to give me the money.
And you're going to open the account and place the bets.
I'll place the bets. And I would love to bet against, if we were going to bet against.
Guys, I might do that just so he opens up an account.
Is it the same team that we agree on, or are we going to switch it halfway through? I think we should have the ability after a month to switch it or something.
Okay.
Oh, that's not a bad
idea. We can be committed for a month. That's how you, systematic is how you make money
in
gambling.
That's not a bad idea.
So we should stick to it to a month. Sure, we're going to lose some. It's going to be depressing. That's not when you switch teams.
Right.
That's when you just revamp, but you stick the course.
So do we want to bet on a team or against the team? That's the thing we need to decide.
Well, you guys are all talking about the Pirates being terrible.
Also, we could pick a middle-of-the-road team and
I feel like you break even if you do that.
Right. But if you bet on the Yankees, they're going to be huge favorites so many times.
Yes.
But it's the same thing as betting on the Pirates, because the Pirates are going to be such underdogs
So when you bet against the Pirates, you just pick the team that they're playing?
Yes.
The smart thing to do would be a team middle of the road, because when you're betting, if we're only betting money lines,
yes,
you're going to get some amazing money lines and hope they win, and you could win three times your money. The bad thing with the team being so god awful is the money lines are horrible in the other direction.
Well, the
or
thing.
At Yankees, yeah. If we pick Yankees, we're always going to have minus 200 money lines.
Okay,
I love a team like the Colorado Rockies.
This is where the gamblers get in trouble, though, Coach. You're chasing the money line versus the more constant, which is they're going to win or lose.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
That's what I'm saying. Money line is win or lose.
No. What I'm saying, though, is...
No, that's saying.
But you're not hearing what I'm saying.
No, I'm saying.
What I'm saying is...
You said saying.
One team I think is
going to
be good. It could be middle of the road, but good.
Rockies.
The Mets.
But what we're saying, though, Coach, is that if we pick the Pirates to lose all these games, and they're playing, you know, heavy favorites every time because they're terrible, we're not going to double our money.
That's what I'm saying. That's why I'm asking, do we want to bet on a team to win, or are we going to bet against a team to lose?
Almost say it's the Chicago White Sox.
Oh, that's a good one.
I love the White Sox. Yes, to win. So then we could we would leave it up to ourselves where we would say, is it -1.5, or do we want to do money line? Every day we could do that. Or would we always just want to do?
I think we'd always do money line.
Okay.
Just to make it easy. The White Sox isn't bad.
No, it's not a bad one at all. But again, you change every month, right?
You can. You have the option to change at the end of the month.
Because you want to change. If this is our tactic, you want to change every month, because if a team gets better, the money line is going to go low. Like, we're not going to make any money if they get better. So if we pick a team now like the White Sox, they're probably good odds right now.
Okay.
Right? So in a month, though, if we start winning, we hit all these, they're going to change. Those odds are going to change too, where we're not going to make any money on the White Sox.
That's why we need to switch teams then.
So let's do that.
So you want to start with the
White Sox month one.
Month one is White Sox.
Let's go.
Okay.
I'm in.
You're in.
I'm in.
And so we're going to do $3 each every game.
This is crazy.
This is so dumb.
How many games a week? Like five?
Probably six. Five or six.
Oh, boy.
Dang.
That's a lot.
But if we win, you don't have to So just start off with giving me $21. That covers 7 days.
$21?
What in the actual?
Did you just do the Batterth Bucks?
We've got a fourth.
What?
Batterth Bucks.
No, $21. That's 7 days. That buys you 1 week. That's $3 a day.
Yeah, I'm in, dude.
So we're doing White Sox first.
I'm in.
All right.
Hey, if we lose our ass, though, the first month, can we bail out?
We can bail out.
All right, okay.
We can bail out.
Okay, if we all decide we can bail out, like, dude, we just took a dump. This is terrible.
I think this would be pretty, it's kind of fun.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, of course.
So now, because every night you're going to check that White Sox score.
Let me do the math here.
What, 3 times 162?
No. Let's see if it goes under my $30.
No, it's not going to go under $30.
You don't think so? If we win? I think if we win a few, it should land under my $30 limit.
I'd say let's keep it to two.
You want to do $2 a day?
Okay, that's
just because I got to clear it through the wife.
That's better, Coach.
Okay, $2.
I think she'll fall for two better than three.
Yeah.
So we'll do $6 a game for the first month on the White Sox. We're going White Sox. That's who we like?
I mean, how about the Blue Jays?
What?
The Blue Jays are good.
Okay, young team.
Blue Jays are good.
How about the Blue Jays?
Nah.
I like what the Blue Jays did this offseason.
I mean, I like the...
With Springer.
Nah, let's do White Sox. I like that.
For the first month.
Yeah, they got some talent, right?
Dude, they have young talent. They're all fast.
Yep.
I love the White Sox.
But how did they do last season, though?
They made the playoffs.
They did?
I'm pretty sure they made the playoffs. But they lost Eloy Jimenez for like 6 months.
Jimenez.
He tore his pectoral reaching over the wall or whatever.
Baker.
So, White Sox it is.
Yeah, let's go.
Okay. Now, Ray, hit that clip.
Whoa, which one?
The one you always hit. we are bringing on a special guest because the Final Four is this weekend, and this person filled out a bracket about 8 minutes before the opening tip of March Madness, and we informed this person that it's the Final Four, and she looked at her bracket, and she's like, oh my gosh, I might win, and it's Morgan number two!
What's up, guys?
How much of the tournament have you watched?
None of it, honestly, none of it. After I heard that Ohio State had lost, I was like, well, there goes my bracket. I'm not going to pay attention anymore.
And now what?
And that was like the first game.
How many Final Four people did you get in?
I have three. So I have Baylor, Gonzaga, and Houston.
Wow. That's crazy.
So I think I'm in like 26th place right now, but I'm like one of the only few that have Baylor and Gonzaga in the championship game.
Out of the people that have three.
Yes.
And which is crazy is all the people at the top, very few, like only two of them have Gonzaga winning it all, which I thought 99% of people were going to take Gonzaga to win it all.
That's probably why they're at the top now.
Right now.
Yes.
But now they're going to start falling.
Correct.
Because
Morgan number two is about to dominate.
And so how dialed in are you going to be this weekend?
Oh, I'm going to watch everything now. I wasn't watching anything, and I'm like, now I want to know everything that happens. I'm not even like that into it. I just, Lunchbox convinced me to pay like $25. So I was like, well, I'm going to lose $25, but I want to be involved. I have FOMO. So I did it, and now I'm like, okay, I'll watch the Final Four.
Yeah.
No, we asked her, how's your bracket doing? She goes, I don't even know how to find it.
Dude, what's the pot? Did we say
that? Yeah, I don't think we ever talked about the pot.
Oh, we did talk about the pot.
That one secret.
The pot was like, I think $6,000.
For first and second?
No, not for first. For total.
Oh.
So first place gets
seven. Because you're rounding, because it's going to be more than 6,000.
Get ready for some arbitrary numbers that him and Batter's Box came up with.
Batter's Box had nothing to do with anything.
Divide by two.
No longer instrumental.
Oh, my God.
Carry the one.
I mean, I emailed it to you guys.
Batter's Box.
Let me pull it up. I got to go through all this crap.
What would make sense is 5 to the winner, but I'm sure it's like 3.3.
No, it's 70%.
Kid, you 70%. Can use my calculator, kid.
Oh, my gosh.
What is 69 plus 0, kid? So Dolly Parton weighs 69 pounds.
Okay. Hey, serious questions that I haven't been watching. Is Gonzaga, like, are they gonna win? Is that a pretty good
team? They look like they're going to win.
They look like men against boys. They just, it looks so easy. Everything they do looks so easy, and I'm like, damn, can I be that good at something in life?
No.
Because
probably not, Coach.
You're probably right. Probably not.
Now, so what are you scrolling up and down for over there?
I'm trying to find where I put the...
It's a little unorganized, Eddie. Imagine that. I didn't exactly keep the best checks and balances. Oh, I spent some of the Venmo money.
You guys never did the Dolly Parton trick on a calculator?
Yeah, it spells boobs.
Trick. Yeah, it says boobless. Watch.
Why is that called the Dolly Parton trick? Let's see I just thought it was a boob trick.
Let's see if I remember it. So Dolly Parton weighs 69 pounds. Get your calculators out.
What in the world?
And is it plus 2.2? And the doctor said that was too much. So he told her to take 89 pills.
What in the world?
Coach, that joke doesn't hold up.
8 times a day.
People are struggling with pill addiction.
And it made her boob. No, I got 55 million.
That doesn't even look like boob.
I don't remember. It's from like middle school. You got your calculator and then you turn it upside down and it says boobless.
I thought you just typed out boobs and that's what it was.
No, it was a whole thing and it was perfect.
Yeah, kids now ain't doing that in middle school. They're smoking weed.
69 pounds. Doctor said.
Yeah, they're way past that.
Too much. 61 pills to take 8 times a day and it made her 488. Nope. I give up.
So basically your joke did not hold up.
I give up. It doesn't work.
Lunch, how are we paying you? Can I pay you in gift cards or what?
You didn't pay already?
No, I thought for the refunds. White Sox.
No, for the White Sox. No. If you could just Venmo me, that'd be great.
I deal in cash.
Okay, you can give me cash. Me too, Coach.
Every day I'd like the $2.
No. Right? That's why I'm saying you can just do 10 and that covers 5 days. And then
how about you cover the month and tell us whatever we owe you?
No, absolutely. I don't trust you guys at all.
Okay.
What website you choosing? There's a lot of them. There's William Hill. There's BetMGM.
You
there's
should
Draft
do
Kings, there's FanDuel.
Action.
I don't know what I'm gonna do. I've got to find one. I haven't logged on yet. I would
suggest BetMGM.
I'm
it's
gonna
the best
you.
One.
I'll give you a referral.
I already got my MGM card from Vegas, so I'll just put it in.
I don't think it's one and the same.
Oh, it absolutely is.
No, it's 100%.
I'm pretty sure it isn't.
And pretty sure it damn is.
Wait, did you? So
is it a pay plus?
A what?
Exactly.
I don't even know what you said.
Got him with the gambling lingo.
What is Pay Plus?
It's a premium card. It's got a lion on it.
Hey, I suggest FanDuel because then I can get a referral bonus.
You mean FanDuel?
Oh, my gosh. So, yes, Morgan number two is...
You go DraftKings, keyword bones.
The reason BetMGM isn't going to work, because that's the Vegas version that you do. When you get here, you have to do the Tennessee version. I guarantee it's different.
But it can link to my player's card.
Sure, it can link to your player's
card. That's all I care about.
What, is it, you going to get a free buffet every time you freaking...
Hey, that's fine with me.
Can you say buffet again?
Bones
buffet.
And 30.
Buffet.
You say buffet?
You said buffet.
You said
no,
buffet.
I said buffet.
You said it was buffet.
I did not.
It's buffet.
It's like sometimes Lunchbox does say 69. It's weird. I don't know why.
I don't think I say it like that.
You lift sometimes.
I'm still trying to find
okay,
the...
Okay, so I want to know how much money I can make if I could get in fifth place.
No, he's still trying to carry the one on that.
No,
one.
I'm still
the guy with
to...
all the money has no idea.
No, if you would check your damn
money.
Email, get, pull up your email.
What?
I sent it to you. I sent it to the whole league. Oh, here it is. Payments will be as follows. First place.
As followed.
I guarantee it's less than four.
No, as follows. Because it's following.
Followed.
No. I made some grammatical errors.
Follow would be past tense. Follows.
Morgan number two. How do you say that?
Say what? Follows?
No.
As
follows.
As follows.
With an S.
S.
Interesting.
Follows.
Thank you.
Go.
As follows.
I accept your apology. First place, $4,305.
That's what you're going to get.
No, I'm not going to get first.
Okay. Second, that's like a nice round number.
He gives her pennies.
That's
guys,
how it works.
Do you understand
out.
That
go.
I had second place, $1,230.
That's got your name
no,
on
no,
it.
No, there's two ahead of me that are.
Yeah, there's
so
two ahead
I'm
that she
I'm
cannot.
I'm either a third, fourth, or fifth.
And
I know
third
that.
Place, I kind of made it as a joke, $69.
Third place, $369.
Hey,
you
I'm
did
okay
do 69.
That is what the percentage was.
And how much go to lap dances for the big guy?
And fourth for daddy.
Fourth place, $185.
And fifth?
Fifth place, $61.
And sixth?
That's it.
Hey, I'll take any one of those because I didn't even know what I was doing.
No, that's great.
What? How did you fill out your bracket? Like, what did you look at? Did you just get?
I read some articles that were about like the teams that were going to win over, what are they called? Like the Cinderella teams?
Yeah.
Underdogs.
Underdogs.
That's what I was looking for.
So Houston was in those articles?
Yeah, Houston was getting a lot of praise. And I was like, you know what? I'm just going to go for Houston. So that's what I did. Based on all of those articles. That I did like 5 minutes of research and then I was just picking teams.
And how much college basketball did you watch this year?
Zero. Okay,
did you look at any of the ranking numbers?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I was paying attention to the rank. That's why I have Gonzaga winning at all, because they were one.
So when you saw one or two, you said, like, you
leaned
towards
them. I was at least they're probably going towards, but then there was a few that was like with the 2, 3, and 4 seeds that would get flipped with a 16 seed or something. I was trying to guess those. I didn't get any of them right.
Do you know which 11 seed is in the Final Four?
No.
Do you know the other team in the Final Four?
No.
Because you know the three that you got.
Yeah, I don't know the last one. I know that what USC lost, right?
Yeah,
That's what I know. But I don't know what the team is that's in the Final Four. What is it? Who's the team?
UCLA.
No, Eddie, I was going to do this. When the sun rises, this is what happens.
She would have never got that.
Yeah, I wouldn't.
UCLA.
What kind of reference is that?
Oriental Chicken.
No, that is back when we were the preseason top 10 came out years ago, and No Teeth Keith came over to the house and we were trying to guess all the teams. And there was one team we couldn't get. And he said, this happens when the sun rises.
Where you been, kid?
At and it's
you
UCLA.
Oh.
Do you get it?
Okay, I get it. I would have never got it, though.
Now, did you know that UCLA had to play in the first four game?
They were one of the last teams in.
Which means they weren't really supposed to be in the tournament. They had one game before the tournament to decide if they were going to get in or not, and they got in. And they squeaked in.
So, basically, they just, like, the whole back end of their season, they've just been going hard.
For sure.
It's kind of what it sounds like.
Yeah, for sure.
They got hot.
Okay.
They got hot.
So UCLA, Gonzaga, Baylor, and Houston
Correct.
Are the final four.
Correct.
Who did you guys have going to the championship?
I had Gonzaga. I had Baylor, but I had Florida State and Baylor.
I had Gonzaga versus Illinois.
West Virginia, Bama. Thanks,
Dang.
Bama.
None of y'all did Gonzaga versus
no.
Baylor?
No.
I didn't see him play. Well, that's my own fault.
And I'll tell you why. Because they were undefeated. You know, they haven't lost one single game this year.
That's why I chose Gonzaga to win.
That's why I felt that they were going to lose. One.
So you were going like the pessimistic route, and I was going like the optimistic route.
To me, when you do brackets, that's kind of the route I like to take, because if everyone's thinking the way like the Gonzaga's going to win, then everyone's going to go that way. But if it happens to go opposite, guess who's at the top?
Yes. It's hard if there's one clear favorite, which Gonzaga was. You think everybody's going to pick Gonzaga. So early in the tournament, you're iced out because everybody you can't gain any more points.
Correct.
On anybody. So you think, okay, what's a team that's good enough that if they win, I could move up, I could be first? When in reality, if you nail your earlier games and that favorite wins and you have the favorite, good for you. But most likely, you're going to get iced out. And that's what happened.
And I guarantee you that no one picked UCLA to be in the Final Four, because that's not expected. But if you would have, you would be at the very, very top, unreachable.
But ultimately what matters is that your Final Four teams kind of make it the whole way. That's where you're going to start to get really money points, right?
Yes.
The point system I selected from Yahoo says
it's some math equation, and it said it puts a lot of weight on the early rounds, but you still gain some ground if you keep a team going.
Like, don't hurt your wrist patting yourself on the back, Coach.
Because I don't like it when it's like on ESPN's, if you get the national champion, you get 320 bonus points. It's like, well, good God, all you need to do is get one team right the whole tournament and you're going to shoot up the rankings. I like it when the early games are very important and you don't just ride one team to the championship, but you got 3 out of 4, so
pretty dang good.
I don't know why you're doing great.
I got some good luck. Should I go buy a lottery ticket?
Absolutely. I'd wait until I'd...
No, I would take this money. Because your luck is towards the bracket.
Okay,
no.
So then take the money and go buy a lottery ticket?
Okay. Like, if you win the 1,000, what are you going to do? Charity?
No. I think most of it would go into my savings, though, because it'd be really exciting.
You got to buy something.
But then I would take some of it and get some alcohol to celebrate, but then also go buy a lottery ticket.
And then what would your dog get?
Nothing. She didn't play the bracket for me.
She didn't help you pick anything?
I did this by myself. I did this in like 10 minutes.
I would say the connection between you doing good at March Madness is no connection with that and the lottery.
Correct.
When people say that, oh, my luck has changed, that would be like me stubbing my toe on the bed and saying, I'm not sleeping in that bed anymore because I just stubbed my toe. I'm going to sleep on the couch. There's no connection whatsoever.
Right. You don't feel like I had like pure luck because I knew absolutely nothing?
That's why I filled it out with Baser. We might be about halfway down. What screwed us was Bama. So when Lunchbox said Bama, it also applied to me.
Like, Villanova went further than most people thought they would go, and my wife had them going to the Final Four. And if that would have happened, I mean, she would have won the whole thing. And to me, again, that wouldn't have been surprising, because usually someone that doesn't know anything about basketball ends up winning the bracket.
So that's kind of better, because then you're just kind of guessing instead of being like, oh, these are really good, these are really bad. You're just kind of like, meh.
Whatever.
There's the names.
Yes.
I just recognize names over time, and I'm like, oh, Gonzaga's been really good. Villanova, I had them going for a while. There was names that I recognized, and I was like, I'll just keep them going because I think their reputation precedes themselves.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
My wife did the same, too. They're like, she's like, whoa. She looked for like 30 minutes. I'm like, I just can't find Duke in here. I'm like, yeah, that's because they suck this year. They're not in it.
Well, I put Kansas going to like the Sweet 16 because Kansas always makes it really far, and then they just lost. And I was like, what happened? Yeah,
they had a bad team.
Yeah,
this year.
And when Morgan number two, when you win this money, don't get on Twitter and brag like, hey, I got my money. I'm going to the bank because I'm worried this might happen to you.
Dang it! I was loading other audio. Here you go.
Because you have to give him a heads up.
I did. I texted him. Oh. I said, hey, have gunshot ready.
Whoa.
Is it in the script?
Loading audio
that
for
escalated so
the
big
show.
But that's what you have to worry about, M2, is like people are going to come after your money.
And do what? Coach, that one's in the script. See, I'm telling you, if he does this crap on the big show, he gets yelled at. Here?
I'm loading audio for the big show.
Oh. Why? That's weird. After the show?
You guys think I'm going to get shot?
It was really just to scare you, M2. Like, I was a joke, but... Yeah.
Well, I know I can't get first or second. I think we counted at least two people ahead of me that have the same as I do.
Right.
But what are my chances of being third or fourth? Because that's still pretty good.
I think that's...
I would say 25%.
Yes, I haven't looked through it that detailed. I'm not...
Right?
Listen, I'm not that worried about it because I'm like, dang, you're going to win. I'm not... I'm not going to win, so it's not like I'm going to sit here and spend
hours.
Dude,
if she wins our bracket,
That'd be amazing.
That's really depressing.
That'd be amazing.
Guys, she schooled all the losers.
Hey, you know the good news is, good news is Ashley White's not winning.
What?
Was she in it?
What did she do?
I don't even know. I have no idea.
I don't hate her. She's fine.
Hey, well, I appreciate y'all holding a bracket so I could potentially win.
Yeah.
I love the way she's so excited about the bracket now. She hadn't paid attention.
Coach, isn't everyone? Like, that's what you play the bracket for, to win.
That's why they play the games.
No, I'm saying, like, she didn't even know how to find her bracket until yesterday, and then she's like, oh, I got a chance! Woo! I love the bracket!
I mean, my son, he looks at it, and he's just like, I don't know. I have Gonzaga winning it. Like, I do have a chance. And I'm like, son, you're in, like, 100th place right now. You're not having no chance. Even if they do win it. But I love that he still has hope.
Well, I didn't. I heard you and the only reason I figured this out is because I heard you and Lunchbox talking about Houston. I was like, hey, I think I had them going.
You did say that.
Pretty far away. I'm not quite sure where.
Huh. Houston.
And then I looked and I was like, sure enough, I had them in the Final Four.
You said, like, that sounds familiar. I think I might have Houston, which I've been hearing again from my wife and my son all week. It's like, I think I have that team. No,
well,
you don't.
I'm to the point. I already took it off the fridge. Me and Baser had it up. It was a couple's thing, and it's in the garbage.
My wife always, whenever the games are going on, she's like, oh, I don't know who I have. And I said, trust me, you have whoever the higher seed is. You don't pick upsets. Like, just, like, if the 2 seeds playing the 8 seed, she's like, who do I have? And I'm like,
did she get in ours, Coach?
No.
What one did she get in?
I want to keep her identity
private. What are you saying? She was in another group outside of ours?
Yeah, in my family one.
Wow.
And her family.
Do you guys have any bets, right? Like, not money bets, but, like, weird bets riding on any of this?
No. Like, what do you mean weird bets? Like, I'm going to shave my head.
Like, guys,
with my neighbor, I got to take off my pants and do a push-up if I lose.
I don't know. You see those, like, bets on the internet after, like, a group of guys do something together and then somebody loses and they have to, like, golf in a maid costume or something.
So I feel like if we did fantasy, that would be like the penalty for last place kind of thing, but not on stuff like
this. It doesn't
this.
Happen for March Madness.
Not really. I think there's so much money invested in March Madness on brackets and squares.
Stupid
and
squares.
Dumb
Good
bets.
Gosh.
I mean, I had $300 going into the March Madness, and I'm down to like 50.
Okay, so is 300 your total, or like, will you guys say how much money you've spent on March Madness betting so far?
Oh boy. Well, see, it's hard. It's hard
all
to
three
say.
Of you are quiet.
It's hard to say because the 300 that I had, I won. It started as 30, and then I made it up to 300. So I didn't. It's not my money that I put in.
Sounds like a true gambler, Coach.
Yeah.
Technically, that's
like,
that's house money. You know, like not my money. But I mean, if you want to count that, 300, 400, 500,
carry the one.
80,
oh my god.
580, 600. Not 550.
550. Yeah. Okay. So, all right. Half a thousand.
Including my house money that I lost.
Okay. You lost your house?
The house money that I was playing.
Oh, no. Sorry, dude.
It's okay, Coach.
You need to stay at our house?
550. God, that's terrible. I'd never added that up.
They don't take your house for just one missed payment.
You know that for a fact?
You can get up to 6 before they actually start.
How do you know that?
The mortgage, Coach?
Buddies, yeah. You can 6? Live in a house for up to 6 months after.
I worked with a dude, and he was just like, I had like 10 credit cards. I haven't paid any of them off. I don't care. It's after 7 years. Like, dude, you're going to go to jail. Like
7 years you hadn't paid them?
He says after 7 years, they clear it all. I'm like, I've heard that. I definitely have heard
that.
No
chance. There is no chance after 7 years they just say, no problem. Don't worry about it.
I've heard something like that.
So I could run up $250,000 in credit card bills and never pay it. And then in 7 years, it'll just disappear.
I feel
so
like
they're just going to decide that, hey, I don't want my $250,000 from you.
I feel like Ray would know this more than any of us.
It never zeros out. It'll go half probably, but you can never get it zeroed out unless you file bankruptcy. But that's too much litigation, guys, to explain here on the show. We only have little show listeners that are driving trucks. They don't feel like thinking deep.
Wow.
The only
people that listen to our podcast are people that don't think deep.
No. On Saturdays, if you guys want me to do a specialized podcast where I go into credit card talk, mortgages,
yes, will you please?
Stuff
could
like
you,
that.
This Saturday, Coach?
Could tomorrow? You do a special episode?
Basically, it'll be the poor man's version of Dave Ramsey.
Okay. Could you do that tomorrow?
Yes.
Okay.
No.
Oh. See?
I'm actually fully booked this weekend.
The poor man's Dave Ramsey? You have slogans like, don't worry about it.
The first thing I say is, listen, have yourself a little kitty set aside $100. That's going to go to gambling. That's like part of my money talk. They're like, okay.
Okay, so lunch, Ray, how much money did y'all gamble?
Well, I'm going to tell you a sad story. So I bought a $100 square.
I'm getting a divorce.
And
I cheated.
I got the number 99, which means that the losing team has to have a 9 at the end of their score, and the winning team has to have a 9 for me to win. I'm like, those are terrible numbers. A 10-point game, it's not going to happen. So they opened a second $100 square board, and so I put another $100, and I got 5-5. Good grief.
So if you double up numbers, it always has to be a 10-point game.
Yes.
Yeah, that's terrible.
But guys,
terrible.
There have been so many blowout games that there have been chances.
Have you ever seen a game that's exactly 10 points? No, it's always 11, no, there was 12, one.
There's
nine.
Like two or three.
There was one. I think there was a 3-3 that hit.
That's about it. It's usually, 11, 12, 13, if it's going to be a blowout.
But you realize that behind it, Eddie, why it is that? Because if it's more than 10, it's a blowout, so teams are going the 10 is such a crazy threshold.
That's
so
why there are a lot of lines at 10.
It rarely falls on 10.
Right.
It's usually an 8, a 9, because teams are trying to get it closer, or they're fouling, and then it pushes it over 10.
Yes.
If it's
ding,
7,
ding, ding.
Then you're starting to kind of not even foul. You're actually hoping for a 3.
So what have we learned? No more squares.
So I get it 5-5, and they release the second board, and who got 9-9? Eddie.
Yeah.
So we both have 9-9.
And I guarantee you, if there is a 10-point game happening with like a minute and a half, maybe 2 minutes left, I get a text from Lunchbox going, this could be it.
Hey, we got
this
a chance. 9-9. 9-9's in play.
You're good with Gonzaga. It won't be a 10-point game. It'll be a 20-point game.
Hey, and since that's fine. We did a 20-point game.
What are you going to 20?
29. It'll be 29 they win by.
Hey, so exactly. Since I'm watching all these games on Hulu, 20. I'm way behind Lunchbox's real live TV.
I forget about that.
So I followed like almost 2 minutes later. F. And I'm like, well, I don't need to watch the rest of this game. I know we didn't get 9-9.
Or I'm like, hey, they need to foul him here. They need to foul him. They need to foul him. No foul. Stupid.
No foul.
Stupid. Hey, coaches, I've been listening to the big show since I was a little kid and to y'all since the sore loser started. Can I get a birthday shout out? It's on April 3rd and I'll hang up and listen. My name is Ricky Rios in Lago Vista, Texas.
Happy birthday to you, Ricky.
Happy birthday to you,
Ricky.
Happy birthday, dear Ricky.
Oh, crap. Happy birthday to you, Ricky, from Lago Vista.
Yeah.
I almost moved to Lago Vista when I lived in Austin.
Really?
Yeah, we looked at a house.
That's
kind
of far out there.
It is, and that's when I was like, I can't do this.
It's a long drive.
Yeah.
That's a long drive.
It's pretty out there, though. It's by the lake.
It is by the lake. Yeah. And before we go, next time you guys hear from me, I will be fully vaccinated. I get my second shot. Oh, yeah, let's go. Get that needle in my arm.
And what are you going to do?
Well, nothing yet.
Oh.
Nothing yet.
You wait a week?
Wait a week, I think, and then you can celebrate.
Coach, I heard it doesn't hurt the needle if you get it in your... So think about that one.
I will. I'll ask the nurse if they put it in my nose.
Your...
Oh, I thought you said butt.
You don't have to get in your arm. Heard that from a buddy. There's other places you can get it.
That's not true.
You can get it in your...
What is the beep?
Find that out at your vaccination appointment.
Ask him at the vaccination
Excuse
center.
Excuse me. My friend told me I can get it in the... what, sir, you're beeping yourself, sir. I don't know what you're saying.
Sir, that's very vulgar. I'm actually not even going to give you the shot now.
Okay, come closer. Let me whisper it. He said in the... Sir, you're bleeping yourself. I don't know what you're saying.
Oh, boy. But, yeah, it feels good. No, I'm already in talks of planning a Vegas vacation, man.
I know. I heard.
The other episode covered that.
Yeah,
I know.
The
double D.
Gosh, I can't wait.
Sore loses Chris.
I mean, I don't know if it's going to happen, but, man, that's the plan.
Dude, don't invite Eddie. He won't go, and he'll go to Florida.
And he'll get, yep.
I mean, Coach, just be real. If you're going to give me the option to go to either one, I'm going to Florida.
What?
I'd really go to the beach in a heartbeat.
Then Vegas?
Coach, I rarely come back from Vegas with a good feeling about myself.
Yeah, I got to say, I don't like Vegas with groupthink because, first of all, I would have never done roulette first spin for $250. I would have done it later on the trip. I would have done it on Sunday. Like, that's the worst start. So it's groupthink. I hate that, and that's why I don't go to Vegas with friends. I go by myself. I go with Baser, or I go Tiger style.
Before he was married.
Oh, right.
All right. Look, guys, have a great weekend. Let's go, White Sox!
Let's go!
Let's go, White Sox!
What? There's games every day. You better give him 10 bucks. It'll only last 5 days.
No, what if we go on a 10-game winning streak here?
They're probably going to get beat day one of the Angels.
Let's be real.
That Pujols been ragging on him. He's probably going to go Yahtzee.
And enjoy it. Final Four this weekend. M2, you want to give a pep talk to your two teams real quick?
Hey, Gonzaga, Baylor, I want to see you win it because I need that $1,000. Not really, I don't need it, but I want it. So,
oh dang, win. Hey, Richie Pants don't even need the $1,000.
Wait.
Well, so, I mean, I'm sure somebody probably really needs it. So I don't want to.
If they both win and Baylor wins the whole thing, she has no chance.
Like, I don't know. I don't think so. Oh boy.
That'd be crazy. Dude,
I have confidence in Gonzaga.
Yeah, I do too.
Is there anything they need to do specifically? If you're a coach, what are you going to tell them?
I have no idea what their games are like. So Eddie, the ball, yeah.
In the hoop.
Ball needs to go in the hoop. Yes. Get all your 3 points, your free throws. Don't mess up. No fouls.
No
fouls. Yeah.
Unless you're losing,
make some fouls. Yeah. Thank you.
Man, I'm ready to go run through a wall. How about you?
Yeah, pretty much.
All right, enjoy the weekend.
Goodbye,
baseball
everyone.
Is back. Let's go. Final Four. Woo-hoo!
All right, goodbye. Have a great weekend.
Bye.
Somebody send this guy a White Sox hat. I've turned on the cooks.
No, my mom is a White Sox fan.
I know. I love her.
Stop. Oh. All right. Bet.
Hold on. Let me place the
open. You guys got to give me that money.
Yankees playing 2 minutes.